the rest of the story. In pre-Civil War America, there were also indentured white slaves. You're about to meet one of them, a boy named Andrew. Andrew was hungry all through his childhood, fatherless at three. His mother was an impoverished washerwoman. Mother remarried when Andrew was five. The boy's new stepfather lived up to the epithet, poor white trash. Because of his parents' financial desperation, it was decided that Andrew would become what was known as a bound boy. That was a polite phrase for indentured slave. February 18, 1822, it was all legally arranged. His mother and stepfather, unable even to spell their own names, signed the court papers with an X. Andrew, now 13, would be bound to, in effect, owned by a tailor named James J. Selby of Raleigh, North Carolina. The term of his indenture was to end at age 21. The laws applying to Andrew's situation were strict. Should a bound boy run away, he could be arrested, retrieved, and punished as any slave might be. James Selby's reputation was that of an unusually severe master, but it was more than a year before Andrew got himself into serious trouble. It began as an ostensibly innocent prank, a pebble thrown against a neighbor's window. But when the neighbor threatened to tell the boy's master, Andrew, fearing the whip, fled. Immediately, Selby posted a reward for Andrew's capture. Months passed. The bound boy had escaped first to a town 50 miles southwest of Raleigh. Then, learning of his master's reward, he ran even farther, across the state line into South Carolina. At last, he was safe. But there were downsides to freedom. So in the autumn of 1825, the hungry, penniless, now 16-year-old, decided to return to Raleigh, to his master, James Selby, and to slavery. But when Andrew arrived in Raleigh, he discovered that Selby had left, packed up, moved. Andrew panicked. Searching, asking everywhere, he learned that Selby had relocated his tailor shop some 20 miles from Raleigh. So Andrew journeyed there, found his legal master, and guess what? The whip was not awaiting him, but neither was his servitude. For James Selby had contrived the harshest punishment of all, that Andrew would not be released from his indenture, but neither would he be allowed to serve. So Andrew, blacklisted from the tailor's trade, cast adrift in a skill-oriented world without a day's worth of schooling, was finally, utterly on his own. But you know, it made all the difference. For what Andrew then considered the cruelest possible retribution was, in fact, his salvation. Once and for all boosted from his thorny but secure nest, Andrew went on to accept the challenge of personal responsibility. Had he served out his indenture, he might never have been anything more than a barely literate third-rate tailor. But because he was forced eventually to care for himself, Andrew, born in poverty, reared in ignorance, called white trash and sold into slavery, transcended his circumstances. One day to become President of the United States, Andrew Johnson. Now, you know the rest of the story.